Coast 93.1 and Hannaford Supermarkets, celebrating 20 outstanding women.
Active kids are healthier kids. We know that, but some don't have access to being active. And that's what Team Long Run is all about. And today's outstanding woman, Hillary Harper Wilcoxon.
My husband Chuck is the founder of Team Long Run. I've just come on full time this last year, but I was involved all along. But when he started designing run clubs and the things we do, he had seen in all the sports science that young kids really need to just play and not train. And I was finding that, because I was a Title I aide I was a sub in a lot of the local schools and then a Title I aide in two of them, I realized that the reading, the literacy, was just a huge problem. Second and third grade, if you're not reading by the end of third grade, you are in real trouble. You learn to read until fourth grade, and then you read to learn.
And that's, right.
That's
not original. I never thought of it that way.
Neither had I. And I'm sitting there in kindergarten. Kids don't know their letters. We had all this active play, and I'm like, I really think the reading is a huge need as well. So we have started reading programs in the sense that we also found out through a bunch of research that having books in the home, having your own library, you know, you don't think of it as your own library, but just books at home that are mine, is a huge predictor of early literacy. We figured all of our programs are free. The kids never pay for anything because we really want to reach the kids who don't have a lot of extra income in their families for ballet lessons or tutoring or, you know, even to be on a soccer team because you have to travel and it's a lot of money. So we wanted to reach those kids, and we've never charged for any of our programs. And we decided we could fundraise to get books into the homes of kids who have no books in their house.
What is the reach of Team Long Run? I know you guys are based in Bridgeton.
Well, we're in 12 actual schools here in Western Maine and Eastern New Hampshire. We did a lot of our teaching over in Conway at the very beginning. But our reach has expanded. We've had, and we're in a food bank here in Harrison, Maine. We give a lot of books to them because that's where I figured, you know, a lot of kids who may not have books at home go to the food bank. We've got 10 YMCAs in Maryland that are doing our Run Club program now, even with the pandemic. And we have a very old friend, a coach for 20 years out in Southern California. So she's started Team Long Run programs in some of the very, poor Title I schools out in Southern California, of which there are quite a few. But we, Chuck and I, are really focused on Maine.
And can you tell me about a moment where you've seen that direct impact on a young student, that more access to being active and reading has changed them?
So I'm sitting in a second grade classroom as a Title I aide, and there's this kid who knows all the answers when they're all, you know, around the blackboard together. All the answers. 7 plus 9. I mean, the hard ones, right? And I'm looking at him later in the day because he's doing his worksheet, nothing. He's just staring into space. And I go over and I'm like, what's going on? You know math. You're really good at math. And he goes, I can't do this. And I'm looking down. That's a really easy word problem. He can't read.
Wow.
How can you do a word problem if you can't read? And I would have to sit with him during his tests and read it to him. And they did give him the ability to do that. But how many kids are not having someone see that and be able to help?
Yeah.
So we've been going in and saying, what can we do? We're not reading specialists. We really know nothing about that. But we know there's a need. What can we do with our resources and our skill sets? And it's get books into kids' homes.
Thank you and congrats to you for what you're doing to contribute to their future.
Yeah.
You're welcome. It takes a lot of people. It really does. We've got some great sponsors and a lot of good donors, so we can keep it free, which is nice.
Find out more about Team Long Run and Hillary. You can go to our website and check out the rest of Coast and Hannaford's 20 Outstanding Women, coast931.com.